And we're off. We're welcome to the Patreon.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome to Duhhead's Ultra. This is the show.
After the show.
The show fucking before. Well, it's before the show, technically. Uh-huh. Now it's before the show before the show. The lights are so bright in here. Shit, dude.
Well, you've been driving in a dark car for
I've been driving fucking.
Where's your sunnies, man?
I don't even know. Sunny's They're man. Somewhere. Dude, last night, listen, this is so fucking funny, dude. This is so fucking funny. Brendan Schaub. We've been talking shit about fucking Joe Rogan for so long. Let's talk shit about Brendan Schaub. Brendan Schaub was involved in like a massive lawsuit.
Really?
Yeah, and then he lost. He lost because he tried to sue somebody.
That's okay.
He tried to sue somebody saying that you couldn't...
You can't call me Bappa.
Yeah, basically, you can't call him Bappa. No, he fucking sued somebody because they were making a video, like a commentary video, commentating over his podcast.
Listen to the full episode on patreon.com/duhhead.
He actually sued him?
Yeah.
God damn.
He had like a massive lawsuit. And listen to this. This is the funniest part. The guy represented himself.
And won?
Yes. He had no lawyer, and he beat Bappa's lawyers. He beat Bappa's team of fucking lawyers,
he
dude.
He beat Bappa's team of Bappa and Bappa.
It's like fucking crazy, dude. It's like insane. It's so fucking Brendan Schaub, and it's so funny the fucking, him flipping the car, the fake car flip.
I love how that kind of went viral on like all platforms.
And everyone's just like, this is so gay. He went like, dude, 1,000... His fucking horsepower in his truck is like 1,000. That's like 1,000 horsepower, and he took off in the car and it flipped.
Was it even his truck?
Yeah.
Or was he like test driving it for?
No, it was his.
Dude, my favorite part of it is because it's a new car, it detects when you're flipping. It's when the airbag goes off, like as he's flipping, it's like pops him in the side of the head.
So fucking stupid.
Listen to that guy needs more head.
He's a fucking idiot.
Dude, that's the funniest thing he's done in a while.
Well, it's funny too because he's like. There's a clip of him and this guy, I don't know what the guy's car was, but he had like a Hellcat that he had built and it was like 1300 horsepower.
Jesus.
And he's like, he has his show Toontown and he's like, Brendan, I'm going to let you drive this, bro. Let's get you behind the wheel. And he's like, I'm okay. I don't want to spoil it for when I try my car out.
I'm more of a truck kind of guy. Give me a big truck.
Yeah, because he put like some sort of package in his car to make it fucking whatever, 1,000 horsepower. And so he's like, I don't want it to spoil my car. Because obviously he can't drive a car that's that powerful. He flipped it.
No, it appears that he's not the car guy that he wants to
be. Yeah, no, but it's just so funny because fucking... you know, I don't know, dude. That's like the one thing that would actually give his show fucking content.
Listen
would be him,
to the full episode
I don't know,
on
driving extremely fast cars that normal people don't have access to. And he finally gets access to one and he's like, no, he's like obviously terrified to drive a fucking fast car. It's like just the fucking funniest thing ever, dude.
Well, the thing about that, he's doing like the car thing a little too late. There's so many YouTube dudes that do like, here's this crazy fast car. Kind of like the alcohol thing with Bert and Tom, a little late to the game there.
But it's like,
how's he have this revenue stream to keep doing these shows though? Does he have investors, you think, behind him?
His dad is like extremely wealthy.
Oh god, that's
he's
what
a
it
nepo.
Is?
He's like a fucking trust fund kid. Yeah, his dad is like a billion, like literally worth like $500 million or something crazy.
It's Joe Rogan's his dad.
No, yeah, Joe Rogan. There's another dude. Well, I guess we'll just talk about it now.
Yeah,
you
have to,
dude. Him on Cat Williams, like,
yeah, that guy.
So the whole thing was dumb, right? Yeah. The whole thing was dumb. Cat Williams is just like pretending like he read 3,000 books, which he just did. That's just
dude.
Not
it was
real.
3 hours.
Listen
of that.
To the full episode.
Yeah, no, but also
Patreon,
like this is what like, the craziest
Duhhead.
Thing to me was Joe Rogan's inability to even listen to like. Anything Cat Williams said, like this is the perfect, this summarizes the whole thing. Cat Williams has on this giant fucking necklace. This just massive necklace. Well, maybe it's not big because Cat Williams is 5'1", so it's probably the size of a fucking Coke bottle cap.
I did watch the video of him today when he got choked out by that like eighth grader.
Fucking kid. No, so this encapsulates the entire fucking 3 hours perfectly. Cat Williams is talking about how nobody has been able to guess what his necklace is. And how no one knows what it is. So nobody knows what it is. Which means no one has guessed it. Which would assume Joe Rogan would go,
well, what is it then?
Thank you. Holy shit. I was going to be surprised if you dropped the ball on that one, dude. And he's like,
listen to the full episode on patreon.com/theheads.